following broadcast is paid for by the Van Deest Medical Center.
Well, the music means one thing on Wednesday mornings here on KKWC. It's time now for another edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deest Medical Center, where now more than ever, their focus is you. And we've got a great show lined up, as we always do each Wednesday here on the station. And joining me from Van Deest Medical Center, Lori Foster in the studio. Lori, good morning to you.
Good morning to you too, Pat.
Where did the month of September go? It's just disappearing on a beautiful note.
I don't know. I feel the same way. I cannot believe that Friday is the 1st of October.
Yes. Homecoming.
Flown by. Yes, it is. Homecoming in Webster City.
Could be wet from what it's sounding like. So
I did see that.
We'll wait and see what happens. But we're talking about diabetic education, and we have two lovely ladies in our studio today talking more about that, and I promoted this morning. So we'll get to them coming up here in a few moments. But you've got a lot on your plate there with what's going on at Van Deest Medical Center, Lori.
Yes, we do. Lots happening at Van Deest Medical Center through September and as we look into October. So I'm going to start right in with my announcements this morning. I do want to share with our listeners, we had an amazing day for our 6th annual golf outing this past Sunday, September 26th. Mm-hmm. Yes, we had a total of 26 teams, including those that were sponsored teams and or those that participated in the tournament the day of the event. And I don't have all of the donations in yet. We still have some coming in, but it looks to be a very successful event. We have cleared what we made last year, and gross figures really do have us showing over $10,000. So terrific success. And again, those proceeds will benefit direct patient care at Van Deest Medical Center. And I want to acknowledge our sponsors, without whom this just would not be possible. And we had terrific support. We had our Eagle event sponsors, and that included First State Bank in Town and Country, Graham Construction, Avela Bank, SM Construction, Sean Moran Construction, People's Credit Union, Carl Chevrolet here in Webster City, and 21st Century Rehab. And then for our Birdie event sponsors, we had Syme Johnson, the Daily Freeman Journal, Brown's Medical Imaging, WCF Financial Bank, Hy-Vee, Tassler Incorporated, Webster City Custom Meats, D&B Agrosystems, Boone River Financial, Tony's Tire, and Incision. And I just want to thank all of our sponsors. We also had a number of individuals and businesses that supported through whole sponsorships and with some additional prizes that we gave out. And we have made some posts on our Facebook place, on our Facebook page. So I encourage people to check that out because we just want to give a shout out to everyone who helped make this a successful event.
And good day to it.
It was. It was a beautiful day. And I should say the winning team was First State Bank and Town and Country. That team was represented by Nick and Troy Tilges and Max Nedved and James Woods. So congratulations to them.
Congratulations.
Yes. And then I have a couple of announcements that I would like to make. First of all, and this is very important, I want this to make sure that our listeners are aware of this. So this Friday, October 1st, Mediacom is going to be doing some maintenance in the area. And our phone lines out at the hospital are going to be affected by this. So between midnight and 6 a.m. on Friday, the 1st, we will not have phone service. And so we have some things in place. If anyone would need to reach the hospital between those hours of midnight and 6 a.m., we do direct you to call 911 and dispatch will get your phone call to us. So we do have that announcement also on our social media pages, and we just want to make sure that that gets out to everyone.
So call 911 between midnight and 6 a.m. on Friday, October 1st, because of some phone maintenance work at Van Deest Medical Center.
Yes, that it's actually maintenance that's being done by Mediacom, yes, so our phone lines will be down during that time.
Good.
All right, and then we have some events coming up that I'd like to share. We have our next SALT meeting coming up a week from tomorrow. So this is Seniors and Law Enforcement Together. SALT is an acronym for that. Mm-hmm. And we will be meeting Thursday, October 7th in the Stanhope Community Center. And we're going to have a wonderful program. We will have our senior health insurance information volunteer counselors, Daylene Schlitter and Joyce Gelhaus. They're going to be talking about the program itself, the SHIP program, and the upcoming Medicare open enrollment period that does start mid-October. They will also be providing information for those that are new to Medicare and then just some general awareness about potential scams to watch for. So they do a fantastic job with their speaking events, and we're thrilled to have them. I do want to mention the SALT meetings are free and open to the public, and anyone can attend.
Right. You don't have to be a senior.
You certainly do not. And there are coffee and rolls that are offered starting at 9 o'clock. We actually have free blood pressure checks that are offered by Angela Ehlert, one of our health coaches. And what's wonderful is nearly everyone takes advantage of those. So that is great. And yep. I appreciate Angela coming out to do that. The actual meeting itself begins at 9:30, and there are announcements made on behalf of county agencies and then the towns that are represented there of what's going on, what's coming up, and what's happening. And so they're really informational meetings, and they're enjoyable. So it's a social time to get out, and there's going to be a terrific program by our SHIP counselors. So plan to attend. That's Thursday, October 7th. Also, the first week of October, we learned that 21st Century Rehab will be offering free joint and muscle pain exams for anyone that's having pain with daily activities, if you're experiencing tightness in your muscles, or just general trouble moving. You can schedule a free half-hour exam with one of the therapists during the week of October 4th through the 8th. And the physical therapist and occupational therapist will be meeting. They'll take a look and see what's going on with you, talk about what's happening, and hopefully get you on the road to recovery. So if you're someone that is dealing with back pain, neck pain, knee pain, shoulder, elbow, hip pain, ankle pain, foot pain. Kevin even talked about if you're someone that suffers from vertigo or has chronic headaches, jaw pain, you may be able to benefit from this. So all you need to do is schedule an appointment for that week, and you can do that by calling the department out at Van Deese Medical Center. It's 832-7735, or you can go on the Van Deese Medical Center Facebook page or on the 21st Century Rehab Facebook page. Either of those three ways, you can get signed up for a free exam during that week.
Good.
Definitely want people to take advantage of that. And then I do want to make a couple of announcements on vaccines,
yes.
COVID vaccines. There's been a lot that's happened in the past week. And as many people know, the Pfizer boosters were authorized under FDA. And this is for really those individuals. There's, I will spell out kind of who it's for, but those people that were fully vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine. And I want to make sure that everyone hears that correctly. So for people that are 65 years and older and residents in long-term care settings, they really should receive this booster. People that are aged 50 to 64 years with underlying medical conditions should also receive this booster. People aged 18 to 49 years of age with underlying medical conditions may receive the booster. And then people aged 18 to 64 years who are at increased risk for COVID-19 exposure and transmission, maybe because of their of where they work, their occupational setting, they too may also receive this booster of Pfizer. And it needs to be at least 6 months after their initial series, and that goes for all of those categories that I mentioned. And this is for the Pfizer vaccine. So if you received the Pfizer vaccine the first time around, these are really only recommendations, and we're still waiting to hear about those booster doses for those who received the vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, or possibly Johnson & Johnson. So we're awaiting information on that. At Van Deese Medical Center, we gave the Moderna vaccine for that primary series. So we do not have Pfizer boosters available, but we will keep the public informed once we know about those Moderna vaccines. Mm-hmm. And when Shelby was on the program last week, we talked about that. The same is true of Hamilton County Public Health. We do get our vaccine through them, and it was the Moderna vaccine that we received. So, but I do know that some of our pharmacies have the Pfizer vaccine available, those boosters. So I would direct people to call pharmacies if they received that first round of booster from Pfizer.
All right.
So, and lastly, and I, like I said, I had so many announcements. I do have to plug our flu vaccines, too. It is that time. The CDC recommends that everyone 6 months and older get vaccinated every flu season. So children 6 months through 8 years of age may need two doses during a single flu season. Everyone else really only needs one dose. We definitely recommend you getting the flu vaccine. And at Vandy's Family Health Clinic, we have vaccine available. So you can certainly call the clinic at 832-7800 to schedule an appointment, or with your primary care provider to get your flu vaccine. And we're starting to do those vaccinations with our staff. In fact, I'm scheduled to get my flu vaccine this afternoon.
Well,
so
good for you.
We certainly encourage that with everyone else, with all vaccinations. So whether it's COVID-19 or flu season, if you are eligible and you haven't done so, take advantage of that.
Well, here's something, a bit of a trivia here, Lori. Did you know that this week marked the 11th anniversary when Vandy's Medical Center opened its facility?
Yes, I did.
It was September 27th.
You're right.
At midnight.
It was, and I remember the day. It was, and I thought about this. That was Monday of this week.
Yep.
And yes, that is our anniversary of when we moved into the new hospital.
And now we're getting a new work on a new facility there, the infusion clinic.
A new area. This is right. We had our board meeting last night, and the board did unanimously approve moving ahead with the remodeling of our infusion center. So we will be expanding that. And we have just seen our volumes increase. And we also have a new oncologist that's going to be joining us, and I'll be sharing more information about that in an upcoming program. But this is a terrific service that we can offer to area residents. So we're thrilled to be able to expand that department.
Very good.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll get on with the guests here since we got another 18 more minutes.
Let's
get to it there.
We have a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do. Okay.
Yes. This is very exciting, and I have announced this on previous programs. We actually are going to be offering diabetic education at Vandy's Medical Center, which we have done previously. These services have been available. Those have been provided previously through Unity Point, and we have a wonderful opportunity to utilize our own staff to offer this programming going forward. It's going to start during the month of October. We'll hear more from the ladies that are going to be leading this program, and so I do want to introduce our guests today. We have a registered dietitian, Christy Zweifel, with us, and registered nurse and health coach Angela Ehlert. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. Thank you for being here. As I mentioned, very excited that we're utilizing our own staff to be offering this service. And this is such a necessary and needed service. I think a great place to start for the program is to talk a little bit about diabetes and why this program is so important to have.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, there's millions of people that have diabetes. You know, the health burden of diabetes in the U.S. is significant. You know, millions of Americans experience diabetes-related morbidities and reduce their quality of life each year. There are about 34.2 million Americans with diabetes, and more than a quarter of them, they remain undiagnosed. So there's quite a few people out there with diabetes. People with diabetes are higher risk of severe health complications like blindness, kidney disease, heart disease, stroke, lower limb amputations. Disease is also associated with increased risk of certain types of cancer like liver cancer, pancreas cancer, colon, breast, bladder. In addition, studies show that type 2 diabetes increases the risk of vascular dementia and Alzheimer's too. So it's good that we try to provide some education to help manage diabetes.
Absolutely. And that one in particular kind of surprised me. Like that was something I was not aware of. And lots of risks and concerns there. So yes, we need to help these patients that suffer from diabetes. More information, please continue.
Okay. Well, it's very complex and it's a costly disease. It affects many. There's evidence to support that clinical and economical impacts of a diabetic education program really helps benefit people. Diabetes is the seventh leading cause of death in the United States, and people with diabetes have a 50% higher risk of earlier death than those without the disease. Also, there's a financial burden. Diabetes is very high, you know, with the medical costs, lower wages, you know, for missed work. People with diabetes have an average of 2 to 3 times higher medical costs than those without diabetes. So just by providing support and education, you know, trying to manage that disease, they have greater chances of having less medical bills and a greater quality of life.
Absolutely. Maybe talk a little bit more about some of the benefits of those people that have diabetes and the education that they can receive.
You want the benefits? Well, let's see here. There's lots of benefits. You know, they can improve their A1C. That's the number one thing. You know, I've actually taught this program for 15 years in other facilities, and we record their A1Cs and monitor those, and we see about 92 to 94% of people that attend the classes actually improve their A1C. So that right there is very important. Also, it helps control their blood pressure and cholesterol levels. You know, all those topics are included in the program. Higher rates of medication adherence, so they're a little bit better about taking their medication if they're encouraged and supported. Fewer or less severe diabetes complications, like we talked about earlier. Healthier lifestyles, so they tend to eat a little bit better. We encourage them to exercise and have more physical activity. And use of primary care and preventative services. Also, it decreases, like I said, their health care costs and fewer trips to the hospital and less readmissions.
Excellent. Good information. And, I mean, it is really about helping that person with diabetes, providing them the skills that allow them to continue to do well. And really, it's a lifelong process. And
really,
so
is.
The sooner that we can get people involved and really as a partner in this program.
Mm-hmm.
It is diabetic education, but it does take work on behalf of the patients that are involved
exactly.
in the program.
Yes.
So we covered some of those benefits. Thank you so much. Let's talk about maybe who would be eligible. Obviously, those with diabetes, but they do have to meet some eligibility requirements in order to be part of the program, correct?
Correct, yes. They do have to have a diagnosis of type 1, type 2, or gestational diabetes. So typically a diagnosis of diabetes is made when a patient's fasting blood sugar is over 126 on two separate occasions. It can also be diagnosed at a 2-hour post-glucose test, and that is typically over 200 on two separate occasions, or even a random glucose test that is greater than 200 with symptoms of uncontrolled diabetes. And as we had mentioned before, the A1C level also tells us if a patient is diabetic. So sometimes I hear patients say, well, I wasn't fasting that day. An A1C tells us an average of your blood sugars over 3 months, and that's typically diagnosed at 6.5%, which is an average of about 126 for your blood sugars. We do have to have a written referral from your physician, and we will have that. We will be giving out referral forms to our outlying providers, so that anybody, even if you are not a VanDees patient, can still come in for these services. There are certain times that we do really encourage a referral, so that would be at the diagnosis. So right away, we want to get you in right away to meet with you. Or during an annual assessment, or if you start having some new complications, say you went from a 7% A1C and now you're 12%. Okay, we got to find out what's going on with that. Or transitions of care. We do see a lot of diabetic patients end up being hospitalized in the ER frequently for uncontrolled diabetes. So that would also be another good time to come in and just see what we can get figured out, what you got going on.
Very good. Go ahead. Did you have something more?
That was it.
Okay. It looked like maybe you were going to offer something more. Now, Angela, you have worked with some of the diabetic patients even through Vandy's Family Health Clinic, haven't you?
So as the health coach, I really focus a lot on diabetes. Diabetes is kind of my passion just because I have a history of gestational diabetes that I have had to control in several different ways. So I just really want people to have the knowledge that they need for this, because it's not something you just know. You know, we do not eat the way that we should be for diabetes. We eat a lot of carbs and a lot of sugar, and we don't like to exercise. So this program kind of gives us a little more motivation and some tips and other words of advice to help you manage your diabetes for the rest of your life.
Right. And it's such an important program. And I love that the two of you bring, as Christy mentioned, she works with this program in another hospital.
Yeah.
And as you shared too, just there, Angela, you really do have a passion and you have worked with some of our clinic patients. So bringing the two of you together to lead this program just seems so natural. And I'm so excited. And I know that we have a lot of patients that can benefit. Patients throughout Hamilton County that can benefit from this program, as we've learned, approximately 9% of adults in Hamilton County have diabetes, and this is according to data that was received in 2017, and that's in the state of Iowa, it's approximately 10% of adults, and so it very much is a need, and I'm thrilled that, again, we've had this program here, but it's going to be familiar faces that patients know and have grown to trust over the years that are going to be providing this service. And so I'm so thrilled. So let's talk about the specifics of the program that we're going to be offering going forward as of October, when we're going to be starting and where these services are going to be provided.
Well, we're starting October 4th. Monday, October 4th. We will be having classes the first and third Monday and Wednesday. It'll be Monday afternoons and Wednesday mornings. In the morning, it will be from 8 to noon, and then in the afternoon, it will be from noon to 4.
So. Okay, very good. And that they're going to be held at the specialty clinic.
Yeah.
In the hospital.
In the hospital.
How about, as far as insurance companies, do insurance companies typically cover diabetic education?
Yes. Actually, Medicare especially, they allow 10 hours of education. Typically, it's the first year that they're diagnosed with diabetes, but if they were diagnosed years ago and they didn't use those education hours, we can still see them for those. And then after that, every year they get 2 hours from Medicare just for a follow-up. Like we were talking about those different transitions, you know, if something happens later down the road and they're having problems with having a high A1C, they can always come back to us for more education and support with that. Private insurances and Medicaid, they also cover. But we do think it's very important that you call your insurance company and verify that for sure.
Very good.
Before we're, they're seen.
Yes, excellent information to share there regarding insurance coverage. So let's talk about maybe some of the resources and tools that will be provided, made available to our patients that do have diabetes to allow them to be successful with this program.
Well, one thing we provide is a basics book, and that's from the IDC, and that's for the International Diabetes Center. So basically everything that we talk about in these classes will be provided in that book. Our classes are four sessions. So the first session, we usually visit with the person. The dietitian visits for approximately an hour, and then the nurse an hour. And then in 2 weeks, we follow back up with the patient, and that, again, is about the same amount of time. And then we wait a month, and we see them again, and then a month after that for the fourth session. We try to get those classes in within about a three-month period of time, but we all realize life happens, and sometimes, you know, appointments have to be switched and things, so if it takes a little bit longer, that's perfectly fine. But there's so much information to give in at this appointment that we hate to burden with the person with all those things, and we like to make small goals, set small goals, and reevaluate those at the next appointment. So and that's why we like to spread the classes out a little bit so we can give that person time to, you know,
get that information.
Mm-hmm. So. And definitely kind of just incorporate those changes into their lives. If it's a new diagnosis for someone, this is also new, and it's really hard to implement that right away. It really takes kind of those baby gradual steps to get into kind of a new routine and make that be a part of your lifestyle going forward.
Yes. We also give them ideas for meals. We give meal ideas and snack ideas. There's other handouts that we also provide besides the book. So
we can do education on how to test your blood sugars and insulin management also per what your provider recommends.
Very good. Well, that's just kind of a perfect lead-in, Angela, like you mentioned, what the provider would recommend. So between the two of you and the education that takes place, what does the communication look like between the patient's primary care provider or physician and, what you're accomplishing in the program?
We will keep in touch with them. So after every visit, we will send them the notes of what we talked about, how you're doing, what your goals are. And then as needed, if we need to reach out to your provider, we will do that, whether that be to let them know how your blood sugars are doing, or if we need to change your insulin dosing, we'll be able to get a hold of them anytime, no matter where your provider is at.
Right. Very good. And Christy, too, you talked a little bit about some of the things that you kind of review and go over with the patients, depending on the different sessions,
right,
where they're at. And we've really just talked about patients with diabetes in general, but there are there's different curriculum for the type of diabetes that the patient has. So, and you'll be seeing patients with different types of diabetes, correct?
Yes, we will. The most common one is type 2 diabetes. Actually, about 95% of the people that have diabetes have type 2 diabetes. So those will be the majority of our patients will have that. And like I said, we have four sessions. The first sessions, we talk about the different types of diabetes. We talk about the A1C test. We explain that to them. As Angela mentioned, we talk about monitoring. We go over the meter and explain to them how to run that and what to look for. We set up a meal plan for them. We encourage them to increase physical activity. The second session, it focuses a little bit more on heart health because people with diabetes are at increased risk of having heart disease. We also talk about emotional health and stress management. We give them homework at the first appointment and tell them to fill out a food and activity record so that way they can bring that back to us the second visit and we can review that and see if there's ways that maybe we can tweak that a little bit or give them tips on maybe how they can improve what they're doing. We also discuss how to treat low and high blood sugar levels, what to do when you're sick, how to be more mindful of your eating, tips for dining out, solutions to common barriers, you know, when it comes to like physical activity or eating right or weight loss. And of course, we work with the patient on setting individual goals. It's not all about talking to the patient, it's about talking with the patient. The third session, we help patients problem solve obstacles that they're having. We provide tips for healthy eating, heart healthy lifestyle, discuss alcohol and diabetes, the benefits of eating healthy. And then the fourth session is more of a support, keep getting them motivated, how they can stay motivated. We also talk about getting enough sleep, avoiding emotional eating, staying active. So lots of topics.
Actually, there are a lot of topics that can apply to really everyone. As you were going through the information, we could all benefit from some of that. So it is such a wonderful education and supportive program for the patients who do suffer from diabetes and just to get them on the right track with their kind of their new lifestyle. And so we definitely want to make sure that we give the contact information of we know that a referral is necessary, but if people have questions, where can we direct them to the specialty clinic department? Yes. That number is 832-7746. And Anything else that you'd like to share before we're right up against our time?
A couple more things I'd just like to say is they can bring a support person to our classes.
Wonderful. Oh,
yeah. Because sometimes two sets of ears are better than one. You know, if
Absolutely.
You want to bring your spouse or significant other, or sometimes it might be a parent or a child with you, that is perfectly okay. And I always say, you know, people who have the knowledge and support to manage their diabetes are healthier than those who do not. So I just really feel like, you know, giving them education really helps manage that disease better.
Absolutely. Ladies, thank you so much for being here. We're excited to get this program underway with the two of you leading the program. The new diabetic services do begin next week, starting on Monday, October 4th. So thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you
for your service in keeping our patients healthy. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Lori Foster, thanks very much, and thank you, ladies, and look forward to another great show coming up next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Lori. That does it for Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center. Now, more than ever, their focus is you. I'm Pat Powers.